My gospel today contains a miracle that has a little bit of an ick factor to it, I think, if you really look at it. This man who is deaf and also, as very often comes along with that, unable to speak or to speak very clearly, comes to Jesus. And so Jesus draws him off and he sticks his finger in his ear. And then he spits and touches his tongue. And then Jesus looks up and groans. Awkward. This is all really awkward, don't you think? And then he goes on to say, and that the gospel quotes this word from Aramaic. You know, the gospels are written in Greek, but Jesus ordinarily spoke Aramaic. And we have a few words in the gospels that are given to us in the actual language that Jesus spoke. There are not many of them, but in the gospel we have one today. The most important one of them is, of course, the word Abba, which is the word that Jesus used in addressing his Father, and whom he gave us the privilege of addressing the God the Father as well, Abba, Father. But the word today we have is Ephatha, be opened. And of course, in this case, this word refers to the opening of this man's ears physically so that he can hear, and the loosening of his tongue so that he's able to speak clearly. But the church has picked up on the Ephatha, and it's actually the part of every baptism of an infant. Now, don't worry, I don't stick my finger in the baby's ear or spit and touch his tongue and that sort of thing. But the church does call for you to touch the ears and the lips of the little baby as you say this prayer called the Ephatha, which is about the opening of the heart and the soul to the Word of God and the ability to proclaim with your lips the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, Jesus does some of his miracles, you know, like the one we refer to at the end of, right before communion. Speak only the word and my soul will be, you know, the centurion. Jesus wasn't even present. The centurion said, just say the word and it'll be done. You know, you don't have to come. But at other times he does these different things. I think very often the miracles, one reason for the miracles is to get people's attention, so they don't take him for granted. That's one of the big dangers for us, is to take Jesus for granted, to get overly familiar with him, to get overly familiar with the Gospels, so that we're no longer fascinated by him as people were at the time. And precisely that's the result of these gospel, of these miracles today. The people at the end of the gospel, it says, they were exceedingly astonished. And they said, he has done all things well. He has done all things well. They became fascinated with Jesus, not just this kind of awkward miracle that he performed today in the gospel, but actually every single thing about him. He has done all things well. They start to remark on the fact, wow, he teaches like nobody else teaches. He teaches with authority. The things that he does, the way that even he, you know, relates with people, it's amazing. He will go in search of the one lost sheep rather than being content with the 99 or whatever else it might be. He does all things well. They become fascinated with Jesus. Now, I know you all are going to think I'm getting some kind of commission or something, but from the people who make The Chosen, I'm not. Okay, but I do recommend that. That's one of the things that I find very fascinating about that series on the Gospels is that it really does, I think, cause us to sit up and pay attention to Jesus by imaginatively kind of filling in some of the details that we don't have in the gospel by giving sort of personalities to the apostles and things like that that we don't get many details of in the gospels, it helps us to really, I think, enter in, especially on this human level, and to see Jesus, everything about him. And in the words of the gospel today, to be able to say, he does all things well. So I really do encourage you to become fascinated with Jesus. Before you come to Mass on Sundays, look at the Gospels. I want to ask for a show of hands, but how many of you all had focused in enough on the Gospel today to, you know, notice all these weird details, you know? Jesus sticking his finger in the guy's ear and stuff like that. You don't have to raise your hands, but that's kind of an interesting detail, isn't it? But some, oh yeah, been there, done that, whatever. You know, no. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is our Savior. This is God in the flesh. I want to see everything about him. And when you do that, frankly, it really opens you and leads you into great mystery. I will not stand up here in front of you and say, I completely understand every single thing about Jesus. I do not. Actually, more often than not, when I encounter a passage of scripture about Jesus, there's usually something that leaves me scratching my head a little bit. I'm fascinated by him. I also want to know him better. I'm led, therefore, more into prayer through this encounter with Scripture, and to open my heart, I hope, to his influence in my life. There's a saint I like to read a lot. He's a great one for picking up little phrases like this. I have to confess, I stole this from him. This focusing in on the, he does, that Jesus did all things well from this saint. He likes to do that in scripture passages. Just pick out one little phrase that, and really think about it. I want to read that from you about this passage. It's Saint Jose Maria. And he really is able to speak very succinctly a lot of things in a very punchy sort of way. One of the things I've noticed about him, though, when he's quoting scripture, or he'll usually give it to you in Latin first if he thinks it's important. All right, so pay attention. Okay, he's going to throw a little bit at you. So, if you consider the many compliments paid to Jesus by those who witnessed his life, you will find one which in a way embraces all of them. I am thinking of the spontaneous exclamation of wonder and enthusiasm which arose from the crowd at the astonishing sight of his miracles. Bene omnia fecit. He has done everything exceedingly well. Not only the great miracles, but also the little everyday things that didn't dazzle anyone, but which Christ performed with the accomplishment of one who is perfectus Deus, perfectus homo, perfect God and perfect man. Our Lord's whole life fills me with love for him. That's what this fascination with Jesus is supposed to do, to make us love him because we see how much he loves us. But I have a special weakness for his 30 hidden years spent in Bethlehem, Egypt, and Nazareth. That period, so long in comparison with his public life, 10 times longer. You know, his public life was 3 years, his hidden life was 30, which the Gospels hardly mention, might seem empty of any special meaning to a person who views it superficially. And yet, I have always maintained that this silence about our Lord's early life speaks eloquently for itself and contains a wonderful lesson for us Christians. They were years of intense work and prayer, years during which Jesus led an ordinary life, a life like ours, we might say, which was both divine and human at the same time. In his simple workshop, unnoticed, he did everything to perfection, just as he was later to do before the multitudes. And so, as we are drawn into this fascination with Jesus, who does all things well, maybe we see how that example can inspire our own lives, our own ordinary lives, like his ordinary hidden life, in which he did everything well. I mean, I think sometimes we think, oh, well, this is good enough, right? It's Friday afternoon of a holiday weekend. I'll just slide into the weekend, right? No, I'm going to finish off perfectly. I know on Friday of this week, I had the chance to go get my hair cut. And I did. I noticed the care with which the person cutting my hair was cleaning up between people. The care with which they were, that they were taking with the tools of their trade. You know, it really did inspire me. It fascinated me. They were really trying to do all things well, right down to the details. Because after all, another quotation from St. Jose Maria, love is in the details. Jesus shows his love for us in the attention to the details, doing all things well. And we are fascinated by him. This is something, I hope this makes your head explode. Do you know that as fascinated as we are maybe by Jesus, he is more fascinated in you, in every detail of who you are. You fascinate him. Isn't that reason enough to do all things well?